Welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown alongside the bass man, Marcellus Shepard. I'm Kyle LaRue. We are up to the number 5 spot on this week's survey, and if you need an example of why it's important to keep music in our schools, I offer to you trumpeter and composer Lynn Rountree, a.k.a. the Soul Trumpeter. The New York native who grew up in Alexandria, Virginia, started playing music around age 11. He often participated in music programs offered through the Duke Ellington School of the Performing Arts. He continued his pursuit of music alongside business administration studies in college, and it was this academic setting that helped Rountree to develop a deep appreciation for jazz. He would do his own deeper dives into the music of legends of his chosen instrument, like Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, Tom Brown, and others. Lynn headed back north, relocating to Detroit after graduation, and there he led his own band and would make his recording debut around 2004, 2005. Nearly two decades later, and the journey continues for Lynn Rountree, whose latest release for the Trippin' and Rhythm label is a textbook example of skilled jazz sensibility paired with all the influence of contemporary R&B and soul. It's called The Message. It's Lynn Rountree right here in the number 5 spot this week on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. No doubt about it. One of my favorite summertime grooves right now. The latest effort from trumpeter Lynn Roundtree. You'll find it on the Trippin' and Rhythm label. The album's called The Message, and it's in at number 5 this week here on our survey. Bass?
What a groove, what a groove. Well, we are up to the 4th spot this week, where we have a good indication that the next generation of musicians is going to be all right. A few years ago, South African-born and LA-based musician, keyboard phenom Justin Lee Schultz became the youngest artist ever to have a top 10 Billboard contemporary jazz hit. Now at 16 years old, this young man has been touring the land with royalty like Glasper, Benson, and Kaz. Well, Justin is back with his second album, and this one actually features a cameo of Robert Glasper, who leaves him a message at the start of the album, urging him to take on the classic Freedom Jazz Dance. And that he does. Not just playing keys, but horns, guitar, and vocals on the album, while teaming up with his big sister Jamie Lee on drums. And she's featured pretty much on this whole project. 10 tracks in all that will have you in awe. It's the young one, Justin Lee Schultz, with Just in the Moment, making his debut in the number 4 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
16 years of age, man. Another piano phenom. Justin Lee Schultz is his name. He's on Shaughnessy Records. The album is titled Just in the Moment, a huge debut in the number 4 spot this week, right here on our survey.
Good stuff. Thank you, Brother Bass. Family, don't forget to catch the countdown on demand. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts. You'll find us on Player FM as well, and everywhere you enjoy podcasts. Stream and download the podcast anytime at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, we tap into the latest from saxophonist Don Braden. Up next, a concept so nice, he decided to do it twice. It was about 5 years ago when Braden initially presented a tribute project showcasing the works of two of his musical idols coming up, Stevie Wonder and Earth, Wind, and Fire. And now on his latest effort, Braden once again interprets classics from the musical genius and the elements, choosing 4 Stevie Wonder selections this time around and 3 Earth, Wind, and Fire classics to accompany 2 original compositions he contributes to this album. And you know, you really can't go wrong with tunes like That's the Way of the World and Send One Your Love, receiving a tasty jazz makeover. Don's original songs hold up equally as well on this project. The latest effort from sax man Don Braden. It's called Earth, Wind, and Wonder, Volume 2. You'll find it on the Creative Perspective label and in the number 3 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. And there it is. Gotta love it. Saxophonist Don Braden paying homage to some of his childhood musical idols, Earth, Wind & Fire and Stevie Wonder. His latest effort for creative perspective is called Earth, Wind & Wonder Volume 2. Sax man Don Braden coming in at number 3 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Well, we are getting closer to the top, and you know what? He has done it yet again. Guitarist, composer, and producer Niels has made his way back to the top of the smooth jazz charts for the upteenth time. And I mean, I literally have lost count how many times it's been at number one for this release, right? Cool Shades is the name of the latest album, and it's dedicated to his late father. Penned in his original home of Munich, Germany. Overall, this project is signature Niels, but it serves up a good amount of joy with some infectious grooves written for the album. Now, if you are a fan of music videos, yes, some artists still make those. Niels has a few that you can find on his Facebook page to his songs. In addition, he also performs live on Facebook on a regular as well, so you can check that out in your leisure. On Baja TSR, here is Niels with Cool Shades. It moves up 2 spots to the number 2 position this week, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. His interpretation of that classic, man. Let me tell you, Niels Cool Shades is his latest on Baja TSR, and it moves up to take the number 2 position this week, right here on our survey. All right, LaRue, go ahead and take us home.
All righty, my good man. Well, over the course of the past half century, pianist and composer Antonio Adolfo has made a considerable contribution to the popular music of Brazil. And in that time, thanks to his many, many albums, his unique skills have become known all around the world. Now, his latest effort has been the Jazz Meets Bossa Nova soundtrack of the summer, if you will, acknowledging the artistry of two of the leading Bossa Nova composers of the mid-1960s, Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. These are names that may not carry the same star power as an Antonio Carlos Jobim, but composers nonetheless whose contributions to the Bossa Nova movement were just as significant. Adolfo features five tunes from each composer, providing impressive arrangements and top-notch musicianship on every tune. Antonio Adolfo right here with the album Bossa 65, celebrating Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. Holding steady in the number one spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
I'm
good stuff right here. Pianist, composer Antonio Adolfo. There's a reason why it's been holding on to number one for so long. His latest effort on AAM Music called Bossa 65, celebrating Carlos Lira and Roberto Menescal. Once again, you'll find it here in the number one spot on our survey.
My, my, my. Well, just like that, family, we are through. Count them down from 10 to 1. Nothing but good music for you. We invite you to catch the Cool Jazz Countdown on demand whenever and wherever you like. We're pretty much there. iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and more. And you can even stream and download us at our podcast site of countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. You can stay connected with the Countdown on social media, where you'll find links to photos, videos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, so you can keep up with everything we're featuring. That and a whole lot more when you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Share Media and TVM Production. Our show is produced and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, follow me at the man with the voice. This is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.